Lord. I want to open up this morning from Isaiah. From Isaiah 55, beginning with verse 6. Just share this with you this morning. It says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon." Now, that's an awesome message this morning, isn't it? To anybody within the sound of our voices this morning, to let the wicked forsake their way, because God is here to show mercy and grace and pardon. And then he says this, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord." All right. "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from the heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So my word that goes from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. And you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace, and the mountains and the hills will burst into song before you." Now, that's the way you look at it. Now, I don't think when I go out today that literally physically the trees and the mountains and the hills are going to jump up in front of me and start dancing for joy. But as I praise the Lord, guess what I'm going to see when I look out? And guess what I'm going to remember? That the word that I hear that God sends this morning, it's going to accomplish what he sent for it to accomplish. "You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace, and the mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and the trees of the field will clap their hands, and instead of the thorn brush will grow the pine tree, and instead of the briars, the myrtle will grow." Do you look at the flowers coming up? "And this will be the Lord's renown for an everlasting sign, which will not be destroyed." Hallelujah. Praise God. "For ye shall go out in joy." Well, we came in joy this morning, didn't we? Let's stand and praise him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
"Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, that you love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Oh, is it true? Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me? Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God.
I am a friend of God.
You are mindful of me. Hallelujah. He's full of me this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise
Him. Lift your hands in the air and praise Him this morning.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. As we wait upon the Lord this morning, glory to God.
Rises, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord,
we will wait upon the Lord.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord our God. You reign forever, our hope, our strong deliverer. God, the everlasting God, you do not think you won't grow weary. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord our God. You reign forever, our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You comfort those in need.
For a fact, there are several families that you're in the season in your life that there are a lot of demands upon you right now. Elderly parents and just decisions and choices that you've got to make that you want, it's just like, Lord, it's just not my life anymore. I'm not just dealing with things about myself. I'm dealing about somebody else's life. And it's kind of like the roles have reversed, whereas before you could always look to them, now they look to you. And I felt like the Lord was saying to all of us who are in that situation that your strength will come from the Lord and you'll rise as you wait upon me. I want to do that song again. There is anointing on that song this morning. I don't know what you're standing for. I don't know what you're believing for. But it's just like sometimes you say, God, I just feel so helpless. I can't change this. I just feel so weak. And He says your strength comes as you wait upon Him and let Him bring the past. And when the time is right, and I know this and I believe this with all my heart, when I have to make a choice, when that day comes and I've got to choose do this or that, then I feel like God's saying, this is it. This is it. This is the way to go. This is the best route to take. And I believe that this morning. And you trust God as we worship Him and say, you know what, God? I'm waiting upon You. I've got Your strength, not my strength, to do what I need to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord our God. You reign forever, our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. The everlasting God, You do not think You won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord our God. You reign forever, our hope, our strong deliverer. The everlasting God, You do not think You won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
Oh, we worship and we praise You, Lord, our God. Come on.
Our God, You reign forever, our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not think You won't grow weary. defender of the weak.
Yes.
You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. You're the everlasting. You're the everlasting. God, you're the everlasting.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, as you read things and you get news things and you get clips or you get things on Facebook or emails or something, it's all about, you know, the shaking going on and the earthquakes and the trembling, you know, and the wars and all this kind of stuff. You know, we just need to get ready like John the Baptist and say, prepare the way. Prepare the way, amen. Amen.
Ooh, 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 yes. Ooh. Not be blown by the wind. I'm holding on to what's written on my heart, longing and looking for Him. Oh, prepare the way, prepare the way, prepare the way. For the coming of the Son, prepare the way, prepare the way, prepare the way for the coming of the Son. A voice is calling,
amen.
Prepare the way, make smooth the desert,
amen.
God's highway. Lift up the valley, make the mountain a field.
then the glory of the Lord will be revealed. Oh.
Prepare the way. Prepare the way. Prepare the way for the coming of the Son. Prepare the way. Prepare the way. Prepare the way for the coming of the Son.
Oh, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Oh, as we worship and we praise you. Oh, we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Come on, churches. We magnify and we praise him and we glorify his name today. Hallelujah. He's coming in a blaze of glory. Just keep your eyes up.
In a blaze of glory, he will come. In the blink of an eye, the deed will be done. In a sky filled with thunder, the clouds will part, and on a white charger will ride God's horn.
Prepare the way.
Prepare the way.
Come on now.
Prepare the way, prepare the way for the coming of the Son. Prepare the way, prepare the way, prepare the way for the coming of the Son. In a blaze of glory, he will come. In the blink of an eye, the deed will be done. In a sky filled with thunder, the clouds will part, and on a white charger will ride God's horn.
Prepare the way.
Prepare the way. Prepare the way.
Come on now.
Prepare the way for the coming of the Son. Prepare the way. Prepare the way. Prepare the way for the coming of the Son.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise him and magnify and glorify. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody walked in this morning, handed me a piece of paper, said the Lord told me to give you this scripture. And he said to give it to you this morning. So I'm going to read the scripture because of what we just sung. The scripture is from Revelation chapter 22. Then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
Amen.
Now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, see that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of those who keep the words of the book. Worship God. And he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I come quickly. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, one of the things that as I was studying this and reading some footnotes and everything, one of the things that said in here, surely I am coming quickly. And that quickly doesn't necessarily refer to time. It refers to certainty. I am coming back. I am coming. And the time frame, how quick is quick? I was thinking about, last night I watched a movie, heaven forbid. Whatever you think. I watched a movie, the newest movie, Star Trek. And in there were some strange things going on with regard to time and time travel and all of that kind of thing, and going through wormholes. And so there was this incident where Mr. Spock was explaining to the young Captain Kirk, the old Mr. Spock, explained to the young Captain Kirk what was going on. And he was talking about this spacecraft that went through this wormhole, came from the future into the past. And the black hole sucked in Mr. Spock and his aircraft, his spacecraft too. But he made an interesting statement. He said the guy in the first, the bad guy, came through the wormhole into the past and waited 25 years for Mr. Spock to show up. But he said to him it was 25 years. To me it was only a matter of seconds. Because he had gotten out of the wormhole and gone back into temporal time. And Mr. Spock was still in the wormhole. So when he came out, he had to... What was a few seconds in one person's time was 25 years in the other person's time, based upon the theory of time relativity. And that's what I thought about that when I got that scripture and when they were singing Prepare the Way. You know, we may be thinking it's 25 years, 50 years, 100 years, but to Jesus that's on the way, it's just a few seconds. And so that's why it's important that we just don't take anything for granted, and that we don't get caught up simply in the the idea of linear time. Because Jesus said, what did he say? I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I am. He doesn't say I was the beginning. He says I am the beginning. He doesn't say, I will be the end. He says, I am the end. Now, I have a theory based upon my own way of thinking that everything in God, because of who God and because of God's characteristics, everything happens at once. I believe everything from the very beginning of our time frame to the end of our time frame is happening simultaneously. And it's just a matter of where we are on the timeline. And if we had the ability to step out of the timeline and step back into it at another spot, it would be going on. Because Jesus is, was, and always will be. And when we say prepare the way, we're not saying, well, somewhere down the road,
no,
way up in the future, we'll need to start getting ready. No, we need to be ready
now.
Now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. You know, and there's a lot of people out there that have tried everything else, and some reason the gospel of Jesus Christ, even in the United States, has not gotten to them. And, you know, we have a responsibility in our lives and where we are when people come to us and we see that they're searching and they're looking, that we have a responsibility to say, you know, especially when they say, well, why do you have so much hope? And that's what Paul said. When they ask you where your hope comes from, then you say, my hope comes from the Lord. Amen. The maker of heaven and earth. Amen. Let's worship him this morning.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship him now. How great, how awesome is he? And together we sing. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. The earth is filled with his glory. We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship him now. How great, how awesome is he? And together we sing, and everyone sings. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. The earth is filled with his glory. Well, it's rising up. All around is the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up. All around is the anthem of the Lord's renown. And together we sing, and everyone sings. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. The earth is filled with his glory. The earth is filled with his glory.
Hallelujah. The earth is filled with his glory. Holy, holy.
Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy.
Just stand in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we started the beginning of the service talking about how we're going to go out in joy. And we're singing about the joy of the Lord is our strength. And the mountains and the hills and the trees will clap their hands before us. Why? Because our hope is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we worship
you,
and we magnify you today. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
real Jesus. Amen. As we worship and magnify His presence.
I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus in this place, and my soul burn within me. I feel Jesus, He's in this place.
And then just a little bit, Ronnie. I just want to talk to you just a minute. Whatever your need is this morning. You know, there may be somebody in here that you've not really made that commitment to the Lord. Now's the time to do it. Just commit your life and your way to the Lord. It may be somebody in here that said, you know, I just got off track. I just got off track and I just want to get right back on track and just put God and have that joy. I lost my joy, Pastor Laverne. I just had no peace. Well, I just pray that anybody within this church this morning or anybody listening, that you just hand that over and He's ready. He says, you know what, my ways are not your ways, but I'm right there. So you don't have to understand why I can be there when you've been a turkey. But He says, my ways, I'm there. Come on.
I feel Jesus.